This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The top diplomats from the United States and Russia spoke by phone Tuesday, a day after United Nations representative countries faced off in the UN Security Council regarding allegations Russia is planning a large-scale invasion of neighboring Ukraine, which Russia denies. No details have yet been released regarding Tuesday's call between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov. The two diplomats held face-to-face talks January 21st in Geneva, and since then the two sides have exchanged written responses in an effort to make their positions clear. Tuesday's diplomatic efforts to address the crisis also included a trip by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ahead of that visit, Zelensky announced a new trilateral political alliance with Britain and Poland and issued a decree expanding the Ukrainian army by 100,000 troops. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban at the Kremlin Tuesday. Putin has not spoken publicly about the Ukraine situation since late December, but during a brief photo opportunity with reporters, Putin said only that he would brief Orban about the talks with the West and Russia's security demands. The Hungarian Prime Minister, in turn, stressed that no European leader wants war in the region. Organizers for China's Beijing Winter Olympic Games say athletes and team officials are testing positive for COVID-19 at much higher rates than other people arriving in the country. Figures released by local Chinese organizers showed 11 positive tests for COVID-19 among 379 athletes and officials arriving Monday. Those testing positive have been taken into isolation hotels to limit the spread of the virus, and the athletes among them could miss their events. Over the three-day period from Saturday through Monday, the positivity rate for athletes and officials was 40% higher than other Olympic arrivals. This is VOA News. A report issued Tuesday by the World Health Organization indicates the response to the COVID-19 pandemic has generated tens of thousands of tons of extra medical waste, putting a tremendous strain on healthcare waste management systems around the world, threatening human and environmental health, and exposing a dire need to improve waste management practices. The WHO study of pandemic-related healthcare waste based its estimates on the approximately 87,000 tons of personal protective equipment, or PPE, which was shipped around the world between March 2020 and November 2021 to support the global COVID-19 response. The study suggests most of this equipment ended up as waste. The study's authors estimate that 30% of healthcare facilities, likely twice that number in the least developed countries, are not equipped to handle existing waste loads, let alone the additional COVID-19 waste. This potentially exposes healthcare workers to needle stick injuries, burns, and pathogenic microorganisms, while also impacting communities living near poorly managed landfills and waste disposal sites. The report offers a series of recommendations for integrating better, safer, and more environmentally sustainable waste practices into the current COVID-19 response and future pandemic responses. These include using eco-friendly packaging and shipping, safe and reusable PPE, such as gloves and medical masks, using more recyclable or biodegradable materials, and investments in non-burn waste treatment technologies, such as autoclaves. Denmark Tuesday became one of the first European Union countries to scrap most pandemic restrictions, as the Scandinavian country no longer considers COVID-19 to be a socially critical disease. Danish officials cite the nation's high vaccination rate and note that while the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is surging in Denmark, it's not placing a heavy burden on the healthcare system. The nation of 5.8 million people has in recent weeks seen more than 50,000 daily cases on average, while the number of people in hospital intensive care units has dropped. Danish Health Authority Chief Soren Bornstrøm told Danish television his attention is on the number of people in ICUs rather than the number of infections. He said currently 32 of the nation's COVID-19 patients are in ICUs, down from 80 just a few weeks ago. Officials in Brazil say the death toll rose to 24 people Monday after massive landslides and floods in southeastern Sao Paulo state. The disaster was triggered by heavy rains that inundated Sao Paulo beginning Friday, with the heaviest damage in the cities of Arujá, Francisco Morato, Embu das Artes, and Franco da Rocha. Sao Paulo Governor João Doria has released $2.8 million in emergency funds to help with the relief and recovery efforts. Southeastern Brazil has been deluged with heavy rains since the start of the year. Floods killed 19 people in the state of Minas Gerais last month. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.